Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker will be looking for someone new to head the Massachusetts State Police. That's because 49-year-old Colonel Carrie Gilpin is retiring from her position as superintendent. Gilpin announced today she's stepping down November 15th, exactly 2 years after she assumed the post. WBUR's Steve Brown is with us with the latest. Governor Baker spoke about Gilpin's resignation this afternoon, and he addressed the scandal that has enveloped the state police during Gilpin's tenure. Dozens of troopers were implicated. Several have pleaded guilty to abusing overtime. Steve, what did Charlie Baker say about how Gilpin led during this time?
Well, the governor said that Colonel Gilpin started with a small investigation that significantly expanded with respect to reporting and accounting issues at Troop E. Based on the results of that report, she disbanded Troop E and then referred 46 troopers to the U.S. Attorney's and the Massachusetts Attorney General's office for potential prosecution. He said that effort was an incredibly effective step forward for the state police because the behavior and decisions that were made by the people who were part of the scandal at Troop E tarnished an organization that has many fine people working for it. He says when she took the job, Gilpin was walking into a very difficult situation.
And I think the decision she made and followed through on with respect to both eliminating Troop E, which was her idea, and the pursuit of the information that was required to actually follow up on potential prosecution was a really important step forward for the state police, and one that I believe took a lot of courage.
Was Carrie Gilpin's resignation expected?
Well, some of the folks in the legislature that I have spoken with were surprised by it. Some did speculate that because she's getting close to retirement age, she's got 25 years in on the state police, that retirement makes sense. Some thought that she just wasn't given a fair shot in her 2 years at the top job. But it was pointed out to me that the problems at the agency have been going on for a long time, almost generational, and that it might take a couple of superintendents to make a complete overhaul at the state police.
And about those problems, what did she say about them in her announcement?
Well, she did reference the controversy, saying that, quote, "It remains deeply disheartening to me that a small number of our personnel chose to violate our principles and values." And she went on to say, "I have been tremendously disappointed that some members of this remarkable organization have betrayed the public trust that so many of us worked so hard to earn." But she says she's leaving this job with the satisfaction of knowing that she gave it her heart and soul under the most trying conditions.
Would you remind us of the other controversies that have come to light in the past couple of years with state police and how much, if at all, Gilpin was to blame for any of what happened?
Sure. I think in fairness, it's best to say that many of these problems came to light during her tenure, but probably predated her. The overtime scandal at Troop E, which is the Massachusetts Turnpike, and the payroll discrepancies over Troop F. What was happening there were the payroll for the state troopers were not being recorded and reported out by the state comptroller's office. That has since changed. Still, there were some questionable moves over the past few years, including the hiring of a state trooper who was an unindicted co-conspirator in a marijuana trafficking case.
What did she do to reform the agency? And did any of those efforts make a difference?
Sure. There was the elimination of Troop E, which was the center of the overtime scandal. She also ordered that GPS tracking devices be turned on in all cruisers. And she set the stage for body cameras. Those haven't been implemented yet, but they're in the works.
I know under state law, Steve, state police superintendent has to come from within the ranks of the state police. But I understand that some people, including the governor, want to change that. So given that, what did Baker say about choosing a replacement for Gilpin?
Well, he didn't say anything about who he will choose, but he did say that he'll be putting together a state police reform package to go to the legislature. And he hinted that one of the items that will be in there would allow the governor to choose a colonel from outside the agency. That would have to change the law. In the meantime, I did ask him what sort of qualities he'll be looking for in Gilpin's replacement.
There's a ton of reform work that still remains to be done. And I think it's got to be somebody who gets that. There's a lot of work that still remains to deal with a number of issues, administrative and otherwise, that are associated with the state police.
Steve, do we know how soon we'll get a replacement for Gilpin in the state police force?
I would be surprised if we don't hear who will be replacing her in the next week or so.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks.
Thank you.